We're going to have the announcements in a minute, but I just wanted to do two things. I won't be long, Max. First of all, for those who've been asking, and I know that Max will emphasize this, but it's worth repeating. For those who've been asking about our Wednesday service, this is the week. We resume our worship at midday this week, and I know that you're going to be hearing it over and over and over, but it's good to emphasize it. Worship at midday resumes this week. May we have the couple stand, please? Now, we've been praying for and reading the banns for this couple that would be married later on in the year in the Philippines. And at the request of the priest who is going to be performing the wedding ceremony, and they've been asked to have banns read, not only in Saskatchewan, where the groom is a parishioner, but because he's in the forces and is in the community, we are also being asked to read the bands here at St. George and Yonge, and we are delighted to do that. So this is the third reading of the bands. So your last chance, if anyone has any cause. So today we published the bands in marriage between Ms. Lielin De La Cruz and Mr. Russell Keith McAlliston. They're going to be married in the Philippines, and so if anyone who has knowledge of any cause or impediment where these two persons shall not be joined together in holy matrimony, this is your last chance. You're clear. Okay. Thank you very much. Give them a round of applause. So on behalf of the parish, I'll be signing this declaration later on. We'll stamp it with the seal of the parish, and we send them off with all of our prayers and best wishes. And when they're in the area, because obviously in the forces, if you know anything about people in the forces, they travel around a bit, we'll see them when they're here. Thank you, and thank God, and God bless you both. Max, our duty warden, will make the announcements. Thanks for waiting, Max. This was important.
It was very important. And on behalf of the parish, we'd like you both to know that wherever life takes you, whatever life brings you, you will always have our prayers. May God bless you both and your families and everything that happens in your future. Morning, everyone. Quickly through the announcements, Leonard already reminded us that the Wednesday midday worship service resumes this Wednesday, the 19th, at noon in the chapel. Also on Wednesday morning, the Wednesday morning group resumes meeting here at 10 a.m., 10 to noon, every Wednesday. On Saturday, we will be hosting the St. Kitts and Nevis Consulate and all the, I think the term is the St. Kittians. All the people from St. Kitts and Nevis who live in the neighborhood, or who live in Toronto, they're celebrating the independence of the country. And we're all invited. And I can tell you that if you have never had St. Kittian food, it's... Pardon? Kittishan. Thank you. If you have never had Kittishan food, now is your opportunity to come and enjoy. So come out on Saturday. They have invited all of us to celebrate the anniversary of their independence with them. And it's not just a service of celebration, but they put on a good spread as well. And we're able to share it with them. Next Sunday, we have the ministry fair and the newcomers lunch. And if you are leading a ministry, please remember to speak to Lorraine about getting your table. And we're also asking people, because we're serving lunch, so if you are able to participate by bringing something to the potluck, please sign up. There's a sign-up sheet that Lorraine has. Lorraine, put your hand in the air so everybody knows who you are. She has a sign-up sheet in her hand. Reminding you that we have a community bazaar and craft sale on the Saturday, October 13. We always have a really, really good turnout of vendors, and we need more people to come and support the vendors who are here. So if you know of anyone who will be in the neighborhood, remind them to come by on that day. Spirit of invitation, it's in the bulletin. It says that it starts on Sunday, October 14th. That's a mistake. It actually begins on the 21st of October. And our children's Sunday ministry program has resumed. We had the children's, don't call it children's hour, it didn't last for an hour, but but our young people are back, and thanks again to Kathy and to all the people, the volunteer teachers for our church school. And and those of us who are members of the parish advisor board, it reconvenes after the summer on Tuesday evening in the parish hall at 7 p.m. sharp. Thank you. And the executive, well, I don't need to remind them. Thank you very much, everyone.